Time, as we always do at this time, to check in with John Taylor at Stern AG and Leach to try to get an outlook for the day as far as our money goes and finances. Well, it looks as if a very good shopping period. Many of us out having an opportunity to get some Christmas gifts. And, John, it looks like Americans spent more money.
Well, they did, and the market really likes it this morning. That, and it looks like that maybe there's some kind of a deal cooking in Europe. We hate to keep talking about Europe, but we know the problems over there with the sovereign debt crisis over there. But let's talk about what's happening in the markets right now. Before the market opens, the Dow futures are up about 250 points, which is great news considering last week was one of the worst weeks in several months. The markets across the pond are also up. The FTSE's up 2.25%, the DAX about 3.5%, and the CAC about 4%, also up in Asia. So it's going to open up strongly this morning, and one of the primary reasons is because of some really good numbers related to what they call, of course, Black Friday. They estimate, that is the National Retail Federation, estimates that it was a record amount spent by consumers in the U.S. over the four-day weekend, $52.4 billion. That's about 16% more than last year. They say a record number, 226 million consumers shopped in stores and online. And here's another good sign. They estimate that the average holiday shopper spent about 9% more than they did in 2010. But about a quarter of the Black Friday shoppers were at stores by midnight. And so there's a new trend that started. The two primary reasons that the numbers were so strong is that so many stores, particularly the big box stores, opened up so early on Thanksgiving night, and plus they were deep, deep discounts. So now there's some concern already that maybe a new tradition has started, and that is next year all the big box stores and others will be forced to open up early once again. And, of course, the other concern is, yes, it was a great four-day weekend, but there were 4 weeks of shopping until Christmas. And so what happens between now and then? Because you're not going to have these super discounts anymore, nor the early opening anymore. So once again, so we're going to be looking at what happens today with Cyber Monday, as they call it. They estimate that today the sales online will be about $1.2 billion. A lot of employers won't get much work out of their employees today because they'll be online shopping at work. If it is $1.2 billion, that'll be about a 20% increase over Cyber Monday of last year. It's going to be a very busy week in terms of economic data. We get new home sales numbers later today. We get home prices from Case-Shiller tomorrow. Beginning on Wednesday, we get employment data from Challenger and the ADP employment numbers. Thursday, first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Then on Friday, the big number, and that is non-farm payrolls and the unemployment. And here's a story that's kind of had some interesting local interest, and that is KKR. That's the big private takeover firm, of course. It's headed by founder Henry Kravis. Henry Kravis is a native of Tulsa. You may remember that KKR has a tie to the Fort Smith area because a number of years ago, that was the company that took over RJR Nabisco, which at the time owned Planters Peanuts. But now they're buying a privately held company in Tulsa, Samson Investments, Samson Resources, for $7.2 billion. Gives Mr. Kravis a foothold in his hometown, not far from where his grandfather once worked in the oil patch there. But also interesting, another huge company putting their money into the shale deposits in the U.S., which, of course, should bode well as money continues to flow into shale and natural gas exploration, should bode well for our region because we're rich in that in this area here.
That's good to know, John. Good. We appreciate getting your reports and learning some things. We appreciate having you with us. And back after Thanksgiving, headed toward Christmas.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, John. John Taylor, Stern AG and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith is his location. You can go by and visit him anytime during business hours. And you could call him, too, 479-782-2527. His number, 782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.